Now it's time for 300 Villages, and today we're on the hunt for more good food in Talkeetna. The historic town not far off the park's highway attracts mountaineers, fishermen, and folks just looking for a great meal. Trisha Costello owns and operates the Talkeetna Roadhouse.
I'm Trisha Costello in Talkeetna. The word Talkeetna loosely translates into rivers of plenty, basically a great fishing spot. Around 1917-18, the railroad decided that they would use Talkeetna as their base, their mid-distance base, as they were building the rail from Seward to Fairbanks. So Talkeetna really blossomed in that, 1920, 21, 22, 23, that area there, because it was a railroad encampment. Lots of guys. At that time, you probably could have stood on Main Street and seen Mount McKinley and Foraker, Hunter, the entire Alaska Range, because according to the pictures that have taken of that time period, just about every tree in downtown was sawed down, and it was just wall tents everywhere. We get all kinds. I guess you can say that about Talkeetna in general. And locals, folks living up the tracks, coming in for, their shower and their supplies. We get, especially in the summertime, hundreds and hundreds of tourists coming through Talkeetna on their way to experience Denali. Our food is very simple. It's all homemade. We really crack eggs, and we have a 1902 sourdough starter that we use as our base for our sourdough hotcakes, which are so big they flap over the plate. Our bakery cases are full of cinnamon rolls, and I have a family recipe that I grew up with and loved and worked it up into a bakery size. So now we're cranking out cinnamon rolls like crazy. Now, Carol and Verna Close really established the Roadhouse as a place to come for a hearty meal, and lots of it. And people that didn't understand kind of what it was all about would come in and they'd say, oh, I want to order eggs Benedict, I wanted this and I want that. Kind of how the story goes that Carol Close, he was the gentleman, he very small, wiry, kind of cranky. He would come back out with these huge platters of steaming scrambled eggs and potatoes, and he'd plop them right down the middle of the big table. There's your eggs, Benedict!
That was Trisha Costello in Talkeetna. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Stephanie Joyce and Ellen Lockyer. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Dave Waldron.